a delight to have you watching today. This is such a special day. And you know, I love you and I want God to give you the best. And I know this about faith. When you get around faith people, it sharpens you. You get around negative people, it pulls you down. Well, my needs are not being met. My finances are driving me crazy. My husband can't get a job. Can't send my kids to school because of finances. But God, who can save you, Jesus can save you, can also be your provider for a miracle. And that's what's going to happen to you today as you listen. You're going to say, hey, there are miracles for me. And this very special book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom, is written by Joan Hunter. Now, Joan Hunter, special friend to me. I've known her over 40 years. Her mother was my best friend. And so to have her here is very special. But what she's going to be sharing is miraculous. So get ready. God has a miracle with your name on it. Thank you, Joan, for being here.
I'm excited. I love getting on television talking about supernatural provision, how God has supplied all of my needs according to His riches and glory. But He hasn't just done it for me. He wants to do it for you. And I want you to get the revelation that God wants to meet your every need. What's coming on the news today doesn't really line up with the Word. But you know what? You have the choice to line up with the Word or line up with the world. The Word says, everything I put my hand to do shall prosper. It does not say, everything I put my hand to do shall prosper, except in recession. Everything, my God's going to supply all of my needs except during recession. There are many situations that we kind of add that in our minds. And what happens is faith comes by hearing, fear comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing the Word. Fear comes by hearing the news.
Exactly.
We need to be aware of what's going on, but not saturate ourselves with the news.
Right.
Because that's going in, and we have a choice to, as it comes into our ears, to agree with it, whether from the pulpit or whether from the news. We have a choice to agree with it. We have a choice to line up with it or not line up with it. And we can line up with what's coming across on the news, or we can line up with what's coming across in the Word, that God's going to prosper us. He's going to give us witty inventions. He's going to just bring the things that are done in secret are going to be brought to light. The hidden treasures of the earth are going to come to fruition. All these different things that are going to happen. And what are we looking at? Are we depending on God? Are we depending on our job? Are we depending on our parents? Or are we depending on God? What are we depending on? Where is our faith? And as you started the program off, you know, oh, my lack of finances is driving me crazy. Then you wonder why you don't have peace in your mind. Number one, you're saying it.
Right.
You have accepted the confusion of the world and the lack of finances in the world to penetrate your spirit, bring in fear of your finances, and then your words are very powerful, life and death in the power of your words. And He tells you to choose life, but life and death is in the power of your words over your finances. I'll never have enough money. You know, during this time of recession, I'll never have enough money. And then you don't, and then you blame it on that God's not blessing your finances.
Or you condemn yourself.
And then you condemn yourself.
What did I do wrong? Why is God displeased with me?
And the more, then you meet a friend, you know, man, I just don't have enough money. The friend goes, you know what? I don't either. Yeah. So it multiplies.
Right.
And, you know, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight or into the grave. And then, you know, and then you give it an offering, whether, you know, to different ministries or church or whatever, you give in the offering. Well, there goes that money down the drain. No, it's go and grow. And see, we have an opportunity once again to line up with the Word or the world. That's
true.
Our choice.
True.
I got a really neat testimony. I was talking just a moment ago about the scriptures, about the hidden treasures being revealed. So we had a lady call and she says, give me a scripture. We talked about scriptural giving and giving according to the word. And my husband prayed with her and says, you need to seed. You know, like, what's the scripture? What's the scripture? She was asking. How about Philippians 4:19? So give like $4.19, $41.90, or $419, something like that. It's so awesome what God is doing with where that's concerned. So she went and she gave $41.90 because she says, I have no money. I don't know what I'm going to do. Money is just like going from me and it's just going out of my hands. I don't understand what's going on. So we prayed, we agreed with her. I encourage you to call in here and to Marilyn Hickey Ministries, get them to pray a prayer of agreement for financial breakthrough and specifically any hidden treasures. And I'll explain that as we continue here. But as you give, and she's seated, the next two nights later, she had a dream. She had a dream of a man's hand going into her purse, taking out her debit card. And she says, God, what does this mean? So she went to the bank and she said, can you look over my debit card balance, my bank account with me? Found out for the last several months, somebody had gotten a hold of her debit, her bank account number and been using a fake debit card, but has been accessing her account and siphoning money off, but she wasn't watching it close enough. They ended up and gave her thousands of dollars back with interest.
You know, this is an awesome testimony, isn't it? You think, God, you are so miraculous. Can you be that miraculous to me? Yes, He can. Yes, He can. Listen, pick up your phone and tell just briefly what your special need is. Because God doesn't have pets. He just has bigger believers. You be a big believer, or of course you can get on our website. But when you get prayer connected with your faith, woo, that's when the miracles happen. Joan, tell us some more.
It's just so awesome what God's doing. I was talking about the scripture, you know, about the hidden treasures being revealed. Another lady gave in an offering at church or whatever, and she was just, you know, just here's an offering based on, you know, the scripture 45:3 and, you know, and so forth. And the next day her son called. Now you can imagine just out of the clear blue, getting a phone call from your son going, Mom, have you checked your water meter lately? Not hi, how are you? I love you. How are you doing? Isn't the weather great? None of those things is, have you checked your water meter lately? It's like, God only knows where my water meter is. And so he actually came over, checked her water meter, had found out that they had overcharged her for the last 12 months. She got $2,500 back in overpayment on her water bill. God, this is a year of restoration. What the enemy has stolen, whether relationships, finances, jobs, different things like that, cars being taken away, homes being taken away, this is a year of restoration. This is for things that are the hidden treasures that you didn't have any idea what's going on. At that point, this is a time when God wants to restore everything that the enemy has stolen. So you expect whatever has been taken from you for God to restore it to you. Years ago, I had a really, really, really top end vacuum cleaner that was stolen from my house just from somebody who I'd had to stay there for a few days. And when she left, she took her suitcases and this phenomenal vacuum cleaner. And it's like, okay, so we blessed her, let her go, you know, didn't hold any unforgiveness toward her. And we just blessed her. And it was kind of neat because when I got married, you know, one of the things that he had was the same kind of vacuum cleaner. And God restored the vacuum cleaner, but he gave me a vacuum cleaner operator too. That was a blessing.
And he gave you the best.
Yes, he gave me a great husband who loves to vacuum, which is great. But see, God didn't just restore a vacuum for a vacuum. He restored it abundantly above all that we could ever ask, hope, or dream. And God wants to do that. Any finances that you have lost, whether like somebody didn't pay you, somebody may have owed you some money, you know, or different things on a job, or just here, you know, let me lend you some money and then you never saw them again. This is the year for complete restoration, but it's not just complete restoration of your finances. It's in your heart. It's in relationships, in your children coming to the Lord. It's just awesome what God is doing. I encourage you to just grab a hold of this in the spirit realm and you will see it manifest in your natural life.
I'll tell you something else. When you see God restore things, some way it's an assurance of His love. You know, it builds your faith. Now, you may be thinking of things that have been stolen from you, cars, houses, I don't know, big doctor bills, I don't know what. But I want to encourage you to call us today and just give a quick list, and quick, because we have a lot of calls that come in, of things you want God to restore. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to pray specific things. I have always found if you're specific in your faith, you get specific answers. God loves focused faith. So we're going to focus our faith with your faith for your restoration. And I don't care what it is. It may sound petty to you. Don't worry. We want to pray with you. This is a very special time. And then, listen, we have more to come here that just takes you into a higher level. And so what is coming next? You need to hear what's coming next, because God is speaking to you right now through this program. When you turned this program on, you turned on an open door for a miracle. So I want you to know we're going into a higher level in this next section. And so you need to be there. You need to watch. You need to receive, because it's going to be such a blessing to you. Now, as you watch, sometimes it's good to take notes, you know, and just put example or something. Do something that activates you. Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful? That's not enough to get you into what God wants to provide for you. And so don't just, oh, well, that is a really good program today. Listen, this program is for you, and it's for you to act. So remember, call with those needs. Get on our website, and remember, oh, here we go. Are you getting ready with me? Put your hand on your heart. Say, I believe I'm going into a higher level of faith, a higher level of glory. Are you with me? Oh, and a higher level of miracles. Listen, this is your special day.
God heals believers, not only physically, emotionally, and spiritually, but financially as well. Through her book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom, best-selling author Joan Hunter shares from personal experience about overcoming financial hardships.
This book has been prophesied that God was going to use this book for the transference of wealth, and out of the hands of the wicked into the hands of the righteous.
Gain biblical wisdom and learn how you can see miraculous breakthroughs, become debt-free, prosper in the midst of adversity, have all your needs met, thrive in uncertain times. With your gift of $39 or more, we'll send you this life-changing resource. We'll also send you Marilyn's 2-CD and booklet set, Miracles Are For You. In this set, Marilyn and Sarah have gone through God's Word and recorded 30 miracles that are near and dear to their hearts. This set will encourage you to claim the miracles you are believing for. God's Word is full of miracles and supernatural provision. Unlock the windows of heaven and walk in God's abundant blessings today. Receive both of these great products for your gift of $39 or more.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
We like transformation days, and this is really a transformation day for you, for the believing, for the provision, the supernatural provisions of God. Here is one of the best books you could ever have in your home. It's called Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom. And in the back, there's a wonderful CD that goes with it. So you read it and you hear it, and of course, then you act on it. Now, let me tell you about this book. This will be one of your favorite books. I don't know if you'll want to give it away, because you'll want to go back and you'll want to keep your faith strong that God can meet you in this time. So it's a recession time. The kingdom of God is not in recession, and He has miracles for you. But I just love this book, and I love what it will do in your life. And the author, Joan Hunter, is like a daughter to me. I've only known her 40 years, and she's with us. And I tell you, she will share some things out of this book that will put you over the top today.
Yes, amen. I love the revelation in here in Supernatural Provisions. This is how God, first of all, the basis of this is how God took me personally out of poverty into the blessings of God, into the point where my house is paid off, my cars are paid off, the credit cards are paid off, everything completely out of debt, which frees you up to give more into the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
This book has been prophesied that God was going to use this book for the transference of wealth. And out of the hands of the wicked into the hands of the righteous. We are righteous, and
right.
we have our receivers ready, and
right.
we have our barns that need a little bit more filling up, but they're ready to receive. The word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. My publisher says I want to include the CD in here, and it's no extra charge for the CD. Mm. They have absorbed the price of this because they in turn want people to hear and get the revelation of finances. I have a lady that used to that I know. She got a copy of the CD, and she listened to it 5 times. So she would help us out on the phone. People would be calling in with the testimonies that we've been sharing on these programs, and just testimony after testimony after testimony. And she says, "God, I have listened to the CD 5 times. Why doesn't it work for me?" And she, you know, and this is the kind of, you know, how every once in a while kind of yell, not necessarily at God, but you kind of yell at God, you know, and it's like, "God, how come it's not working for me?" And it was so neat because God responded to her through the voice of the Holy Spirit and just says, "You've listened to it, but you haven't done it."
Ah, faith has to have an act.
And just like what you were talking about.
Has to.
Right. And she goes, okay, what do I need to do? So she started doing what she had heard. Putting action to the faith, putting action to the word. She was living in a mobile home with her son as a single mom, and you know, and having enough, but not necessarily more than enough. It wasn't really a nice place to live. Long story short, is all of a sudden, she met the man of her dreams.
Oh,
got married. She lives in a beautiful, she had a, moved, actually at that point, moved in a 2-story house. She now has a ranch style home with acreage. She has got chickens and she's got eggs, and they're great eggs because that's where we get our eggs from her. And we get this and this. And God has given her her heart's desire in a husband, phenomenal father to her son, and given her the land and given her the chickens and all kinds of things like that. And God is blessing her socks off. It's just awesome. And when, then that's, that only doesn't apply just to this book, but it applies to the word of God. That
yes.
there are, you know, it's like, how come the word of God doesn't work for me? Well, you know what? You need to put the word of God into action and you will see the word of God work for you.
And Joan, I think people don't know how to do it.
They
That's
don't.
Why this book is very essential mm-hmm. for you. And don't just give it away. You know, call in, tell us, "I want the book. I need the book." But meditate on it. Saturate yourself. There are chapters in here, you know, our daily bread. This is an excellent chapter. This is chapter 3, how God wants to provide for you daily. So getting the book, hearing the CD, is what really brings transformational. You can hear this now, you're inspired. But if you get the book, you're informed. So call in or get on our website. This is a must for your personal library, or you can call in and get 2 and pass it on to a friend. Because I tell you people, we give people flowers, they wilt, we give them candy, makes them fat, but give them God's word and bring transformation. Joan, tell us some more about what's in this book.
We had a pastor buy a case of the books and gave one to every family member in his church. What has happened in his church is life-changing. He got a hold of the book, got the revelation, And it's like, well, that's a big investment. Trust me, his church and the tithes are reaping in the investment because what has happened to the people that didn't have jobs, they're getting jobs, they're getting raises. It is phenomenal. Money that had been lost is coming back. It is absolutely incredible with what God is doing. I've been sharing about scriptural giving. And then as they purchase and they get the book through Marilyn Hickey Ministries, that they in turn get this little wonderful little flyer here that can go on the inside of your Bible. And it is filled with key scriptures, obviously not the only ones, but key scriptures on how to give scripturally. Wrongful accusations or situations. On your job, somebody may have accused you of something that you didn't do. Well, what do? Many times people just lose the job. Because they don't, you know, they don't have any way of doing it.
They get bitter too.
And they get bitter.
Not better.
And so Isaiah 54, 17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, etc. People will see $54.17 and it will be canceled. There was a situation, a lady called in for prayer. So I encourage you to call here for prayer and get somebody to agree with you in prayer. She says, I'm under a situation. I don't know what to do. They have put a hold on my millions of dollars of inheritance.
Wow.
And it's just wrongful. And so we encouraged her to seed $54.17. She called back 2 days later. And the millions of dollars had been released to her. Absolutely awesome.
But she had to have an act of faith.
Yes.
And so.
And her action was calling, getting prayer of agreement. There's a lot of different scriptures. Prayer for a godly wife. Prayer for your marriage. Prayer for different things like that. Greater wisdom and knowledge. Witty inventions. There's scriptures for all these things. And it's awesome what God is doing. And you can get it with the book.
With the book. Mm-hmm. And listen. You can put it in the front of your Bible because, you know, we're reading our Bibles every day. And then there's specific prayers that you may have a specific need that day that you'll find how to pray the Word. And the Word can't return void. It cannot return void. So this is a book that you must have. And as I said, I encourage you, get two or three. Get them for friends. Here's a pastor. Mm-hmm. He got his whole church involved?
Yes.
Is that awesome?
Yes.
Is that awesome? So, you know, you couldn't overdo giving this book out. You just could not. It will be such a blessing. And I'm so glad that Joan could come and be with us today. I'm glad because I love to see her and haven't seen her for a while. But I'm also glad because I know God is doing something in you and in your love for Jesus. And in seeing Jesus' love for you. I mean, who loves you more than Jesus? He died for you. He arose from the dead. He took your sins. He became the substitute. And you say, well, really, no one loves me like that. But no one can provide like that either. So that is very key for you to know that you're entering in, walking in His wonderful love. His provision comes out of His love. Isn't that true? And I think sometimes we don't realize how much He loves us. And we condemn ourselves. And Ephesians 1:6 says, we are accepted in the Beloved. We don't have to work and perform and blah, blah, blah. We are accepted in Him. And He accepts your need and wants to be your provider. Joan, thank you again for being with us. Such a special time.
It is.
And I'll tell you, it's a special time for you. You won't forget this program. Why? Because you've heard it. You're going to act on it, and you're going to see miracles. And if you don't write me and tell me, I will be very disappointed. Because all these testimonies she shares, I'd like to share too. So God bless you. May He prosper you in ways that you cannot imagine.
God heals believers, not only physically, emotionally, and spiritually, but financially as well. Through her book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom, best-selling author Joan Hunter shares from personal experience about overcoming financial hardships.
This book has been prophesied that God was going to use this book for the transference of wealth. and out of the hands of the wicked into the hands of the righteous.
Gain biblical wisdom and learn how you can see miraculous breakthroughs, become debt-free, prosper in the midst of adversity, have all your needs met, thrive in uncertain times. With your gift of $39 or more, we'll send you this life-changing resource. We'll also send you Marilyn's 2-CD and booklet set, Miracles Are For You. In this set, Marilyn and Sarah have gone through God's Word and recorded 30 miracles that are near and dear to their hearts. This set will encourage you to claim the miracles you are believing for. God's Word is full of miracles and supernatural provision. Unlock the windows of heaven and walk in God's abundant blessings today. Receive both of these great products for your gift of $39 or more.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
We all need additional finances. Isn't that true? I think every one of us, if we sat down and really looked at it, would say, oh, I need help in this area. I need help in that area. But I want to tell you about how to begin a miracle. When I look in the Bible, I see that people did something in the natural before God did something in the supernatural. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, remember at the Red Sea, God told Moses, lift your rod. Then the Red Sea opened. But until he lifted his rod, the Red Sea didn't open. You say, well, that isn't in the New Testament. Oh, yes, there is. Remember the first miracle Jesus did? They did something in the natural before supernatural came. And what they did is they filled the water pots with water. And then when they drew it out, it was a miracle. It was wine. And so I'm going to ask you to do something in the natural that will absolutely bring faith in the supernatural. You can go through your Bible and trust me and look at all the miracles. Almost all of them are preceded by an act in the natural. I'm going to ask you to sow a seed in Marilyn Hickey Ministries because that will be an act in the natural, I believe, that will release supernatural finances for you. So I want you to call in right now and just say, I need a miracle in my finances, and I'm sowing a seed today in faith. I am performing in the natural, which God uses to bring the supernatural. So tell on the phone how much you're believing for. You know, what are you believing for? A raise? How much? Believe for something in particular and receive something in particular.